The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Show. Daryl, thank you so much. I'll zone you every day.
Where we talk about religion.
Be what God wants you to be, and you will be what America needs.
You don't have to be a Christian to see the evidence of design, but I happen to be a Christian. The identity of the designer is clearly the God of the Bible.
Don't make me start preaching up here.
Politics.
Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
And everything in between.
Christians need to become, once again, the force with which to be reckoned in this country. We are not going gently into the good night where we are silenced and marginalized in the public square.
You like the Paul Revere of Christianity, you know that?
Good work and God is with you.
Engage.
Go and throttle up.
WLQV, dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Off and flying we go. Our show's official observer, Michigan Association of Broadcasters award-winning tech producer, Brian Bolesky, manning the controls, flying the ship, keeping us aloft as he screens your calls. Show note for you today, just as yesterday, the first hour of the program is live and in person. That means you can call and respond to what you hear me talking about. Hour two of the program will be a pre-recorded best of hour of content. So that means you will not be able to call to respond to what you hear. So if you want to talk with me about anything that I'm discussing on the program today, it will be in the first hour of the show. We are moving to our sister station, WDTK, for a 5 to 7 o'clock broadcast for a fundraiser. And that is where we will be, and that is what we will be doing. But with the time we have together, let's make the most of it. 866-423-9578. I also want to remind you that you also will have an opportunity to win tickets to a Pistons basketball game coming up next week. It's part of the Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons contest. Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons contest. University of Detroit Mercy College Night at the Pistons is Monday, February 6th. This Friday, I'll give you a couple of opportunities to win those tickets to see the Pistons take on the Boston Celtics at this College Night Series game. For your chance to win tickets at Detroit Mercy College Night at the Pistons, listen to Run to Win this Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. 4 to 6 p.m., I'm going to give a couple of cues for your time to call in and win those tickets. You can also visit pistons.com/mercy for more information about the game and tickets if you should decide you want to attend some other Piston game. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV, the number you dial in the meantime to talk with me about the news, the topics, the stories, and we have plenty of them to talk with you about on the program today. But just before we broach all of the topic matter that we have on deck, I also want to say thank you to those of you who have been involved and engaged. And I do mean that folks in this audience are engaging with our Day of Hope partner. And we are running out of time when it comes to raising money for Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor is working in 17 countries in the Western Hemisphere, poorest of the poor countries, where the poorest of the poor families and children are fighting hunger every day. Imagine what it's like to know that you will not be able, listen, not be able to eat every day. You already know when you get up, you're not going to have a meal that day. You're not going to be able to feed your children that day. Anybody out there living like that? Probably not. But folks in the countries where Food for the Poor is ministering are, and they're living like that every day. That's why Food for the Poor is ministering with all deliberate speed and intense effort to stamp out hunger in this region, Latin America and the Caribbean. That's where they're working, right here in this hemisphere, where they are feeding folks not only with the food that helps the body recover from near starvation, but the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They're ministering both naturally and spiritually, and you can help. We still need to hear from you because we're still quite a ways from our goal. And that's where you come in. If you would dial 855-849-4673, 855-849-HOPE, and make the very best gift you can, you will be doing a tremendous service to those who need your help right now. I can't say it too often. Some child somewhere in the area that I'm talking about is going to go to sleep tonight having spent an entire day unable to eat safe food, unable to have a balanced meal, and knowing that tomorrow may be just the same as today. Help stamp out hunger. Help provide hope with your donation of $36. Why am I saying $36? Because you may only be able to help one child, but when you help that one child for $36, you're going to feed that child for 12 months for $36. And then think about this. That $36 donation is going to be matched dollar for dollar by a generous benefactor that has come alongside and has decided to help by providing a matching dollar amount for every contribution made. So you're going to feed not one, but two children for actually $72. And if you come in and say, well, you know what? I can feed two kids. I'm going to give $72 right off the bat. That $72 will be doubled, becomes $144, and can feed four children or a family of four, and just keep doubling it and doubling it and doubling it based on what you give. And whatever you give is acceptable. Whatever you give is praiseworthy. Whatever you give, that's between you and God. We're not telling you what to give. We suggest that if you can, give $144 to feed four children or a family of four. Yeah, you hear me correctly, because when you give that amount, it's going to be doubled. You're going to help so many people just by making whatever gift you can today. 855-849-4673. That translates to 855-849-HOPE. And make the very best gift you can by going online to faithtalkdetroit.com. Let's just say, you know, you don't have time to call and you're more predisposed to give online. We've had lots of people during this drive do just that. They've gone to faithtalkdetroit.com. They've clicked the red banner on the page. And that's what you can do if you have not availed yourself to this opportunity. Head on over to faithtalkdetroit.com. The red banner's bright red right there on the page. And you click that banner, it opens a secured page, fill it out about 2 minutes. 2 minutes, you're done. You're on your way. And no matter what you give, you are going to be a tremendous blessing through Food for the Poor, our Day of Hope partner. This drive wraps up this month, but we still have a ways to go to meet our goal. And we appreciate your help, whatever you can do. That phone number once again, for those of you who may not have gotten it. 855-849-4673. And, of course, we always give out the number to the program regularly and often so that you can call in, speak with me about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. Yeah, we're a bona fide news talk program cutting right through your Teach Talk Day. Feel free to give us a call and talk with us about the stories of interest to you. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and let's talk. Interestingly enough, making headlines today, the president's son, Hunter Biden, finally coming out and admitting that the laptop is real and it is his. 866-423-9578. I guess the question that many people who've been following this story might want to ask themselves, especially if you've been hearing others elsewhere in the media and in the political space say that this is Russian misinformation, it's disinformation, it's collusion of one sort or another. Why this and why now? 866-423-9578. The FBI making an announcement that it is also going to search the home, the Carmel, Indiana home of former Vice President Mike Pence. So they're headed over there to take a closer look at things and see if they can find any other classified documentation. You'll recall Mike Pence went on record as having said he did not have possession of any classified documentation just before it was discovered that he had, 10 or 12 of them in his home, his personal residence. 866-423-9578. There was a lot of hemming and hawing in the House of Representatives about certain people being removed from certain committees, the Intelligence Committee, where you had Eric Swalwell, a representative from California who had a relationship, we'll just call it that, with a Chinese spy. That Chinese spy's name was Fang Fang, and she was associated with Mr. Swalwell for years. So we have no idea what, if any, information this man may have coughed up or she may have been able to unearth with regard to American political or other governmental secrets or information that she was able to get from Mr. Swalwell and share with the Chinese Communist government. He was kicked off of the Intelligence Committee in the House right after we had a changing of the guard, the Republicans taking the majority in the House of Representatives and electing Kevin McCarthy as the House Speaker. Kevin McCarthy honored his promise to remove Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff from the intelligence committees, the seats that they occupied on those committees. Both of them broomed. There were others who were concerned that Ilhan Omar, the Democrat from Minnesota, was still on the Foreign Affairs Committee, which also handles a lot of sensitive intelligence and classified documentation with regard to U.S. foreign affairs-related, relationships, information that we probably don't want people who may not be perhaps amenable to pro-American sentiment all the time. You say, Daryl, is that what you are saying about Ilhan Omar? No, it's not what I'm saying about Ilhan Omar. It's what others are saying about Ilhan Omar, particularly with regard to her outspoken nature on Israel. A lot of people say that she takes a lot of shots at Israel, particularly of the anti-Semitic variety, and for that reason alone, should not be on the Foreign Affairs Committee or handling sensitive information, especially as it relates to the nation of Israel and the United States. 866-423-9578. Well, she could not be removed as Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff were just removed. It took a full vote of the House in effort to remove Ilhan Omar. That vote happened today. I'll let you know how it came out. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQE. You've heard me talk time and time again about the price that we are already paying and the price that we are going to pay for the overflow of illegals at the southern border of the United States. A couple of stories in the stack today dealing with that situation. One of them about an autistic young woman, 20 years old, killed in her home in her sleep by an illegal alien that should not have been in this country. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Democrat Jerry Nadler from New York is saying that all of this attention being paid to the border by Republicans, especially now that they're in control of the House of Representatives, is just an indication of how racist Republicans are. Really? Just because they decide to pay attention to the people flooding over the border from all kinds of countries all around the globe, that somehow makes them racist because they're interested in our national security? Well, Ted Cruz is responding to Jerry Nadler. You know, Ted Cruz from Texas, whose family have Cuban roots. I think you'll find what he has to say to Jerry Nadler of interest. 866-423-9578. Guess what? Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow today. More about that, time permitting. 866-423-9578. And have you ever seen the film Groundhog Day starring comedian actor Bill Murray? If you haven't, put that one on your list. It's probably one of the best comedies of the postmodern era on the subject of Groundhog Day. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Time for a Profit Center break, and so we shall go. When we come back, we will dive in earnest, talking about and hopefully with you regarding the news, topics, stories you really care about.
Serving the body of Christ. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit, where listening brings hope, an Odyssey station.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify.
This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
Are you concerned about outliving your money? How would you like to have guaranteed growth in a lifetime of income you can never outlive? Join Bill Duggan for the Safe Money Radio Show on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on FM 101.5 and AM 1400 The Patriot. Listen to the Safe Money Radio Show with host Bill Duggan. Call to receive your complimentary customized Safe Money book and Safe Money information kit. Call Bill Duggan now at 844-647-7233. That's 844-647-7233.
Download the free Radio.com app at the Apple Store or Google Play to listen to WLQV, FM 92.7, and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit. Anytime, anywhere, hear the very best in local and national Bible teachings and preaching from ministry leaders across the Motor City and around the country. Discover engaging faith-based programs, inspiring sermons, Christian talk, and local sports on WLQV, FM 92.7, and AM 1500. Stream Faith Talk Detroit live on Radio.com today.
If it's noon, it's Jay Sekulow Live, only on Faith Talk 1500 WLQV and FaithTalk1500.com.
Yeah, a mighty fortress. A mighty fortress.
A mighty fortress is our God.
Yeah, a bulwark.
A bulwark never fails.
Yeah, yeah. Help.
866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. 20 minutes past the hour. Seems as though Hunter Biden's had a bit of a change of heart with regard to his laptop. That laptop, which has been referred to some, and even in a book, I believe by the same title, Laptop from Hell. Hunter Biden's finally admitting the laptop he abandoned at a Delaware computer shop is his. President Biden's son now being open about the fact that the laptop is his despite prior efforts to skirt around the issue. According to letters he sent on Wednesday to the Delaware Attorney General, the Justice Department, the Internal Revenue Service, and lawyers, for Fox News and host Tucker Carlson, he's threatening to sue over the weaponization of the data on the laptop. I guess he thinks people are using it against him in an untoward way. 866-423-9578. But do you remember back when this laptop first surfaced, news articles about it in places like the New York Post were calling the laptop a problem for Mr. Biden? I'm talking about Hunter, but also for his dad, the senior Mr. Biden, Joe. 866-423-9578. And as a matter of fact, when it would come up, Joe Biden would try to play it off. It came up, if you'll recall, during the political debates between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, in which Joe Biden just tried to denounce the information about the laptops as mis- or disinformation, just like everybody else out there was trying to do.
50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly where he's going.
The laptop is Russia, yes. Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia?
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
have to be kidding.
Yeah, of course the host didn't want to change the topic because she didn't want to get embroiled in a discussion about the reality of the laptop. The laptop is a subject of real interest for Ohio Representative Republican Jim Jordan, who is making it a priority for investigation now that the Republicans control the House. He says, with regard to the evidence that is being unearthed and the eyewitnesses involved, of course that laptop is real. It is absolutely the genuine article.
How can it be disinformation? We have the drop slip Hunter Biden signed. We have John Ratcliffe and the FBI saying it's not Russian disinformation. We have an eyewitness who says the emails are real. We have an eyewitness who says the big guy in one of the emails in fact refers to Joe Biden. And that same eyewitness met with Joe Biden about this whole subject area. Remember, these are the same people, the same 50 people who signed this letter are the same people who said the fake dossier is real. Now they're saying the real laptop, the real emails are fake. No one believes them. The only problem is big tech is censoring this information and not enough journalists are doing their job so Americans can find out what really happened.
Yeah, I want to get back to
true,
big
Maria.
Tech.
It's like, all true.
Yeah, is it all true? Well, as you hear Jim Jordan saying there, yes, as a matter of fact, in an interview with Fox Business Channel's Maria Bartiromo, it is true. And you heard him talking about suppression of the data by big tech. Stop and think about this. Jim Jordan is talking about the relationship between Twitter and one Jim Baker. Jim Baker was the senior counsel at the FBI before leaving the FBI and joining the Twitter staff. Once he was on the Twitter staff, and this is before Elon Musk bought Twitter, once on that staff, one of the things he did consistently and quite regularly was suppress data about talk, suppress conversations and content threads about talk regarding Hunter Biden's laptop and Joe Biden's involvement in deals being made by Hunter Biden. Jim Jordan talks about the Jim Baker connection with regard to the suppression of this data.
This email
of this data, which was suppressed to protect the President of the United States and maybe his son, Hunter.
Remember, this guy was the chief counsel at the FBI 2016, 2017, when they were spying on President Trump's campaign and President Trump. And then, of course, he goes to Twitter, and he's the counsel who's making the decision. Oh, it's reasonable to assume that the Hunter Biden story, just days before the most important election we have, it's reasonable to assume, he said, that that's a hack and leak operation from the Russians, and which we knew wasn't. And then, of course, now he's doing this over last week, and then, of course, he was fired yesterday. So this just shows big tech, big media, big government working together to keep information from we the people. That's the problem. And what I'm committed to doing, what the members of the Republican members on the judiciary are committed to do, is get into the FBI's role in all this. Those weekly briefings they were doing with big tech on the heels of that letter from 51 former intel officials that said it was a Russian disinformation operation. Baloney. They knew it was baloney, and yet they were doing these briefings. So that's the big problem.
Well, you know, there's a real simple way to put all of this to bed one way or the other. The president, Joe Biden, he can just come right out and say, you know, all of this is unimportant because none of it's true. If the emails are not true, Joe Biden can simply say those are not true, right? 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Jim Jordan wants to know why he hasn't done so.
We have the eyewitness, Mr. Bobulinski, who said these are authentic, these are real. The big guy in one of these emails does, in fact, mean Joe Biden. And he himself had spoke to former Vice President Biden. So this is as real as it gets. And here's the fundamental question. Why won't Joe Biden say they're not real? If they're not accurate, if these aren't accurate emails, why won't the Biden say so? And frankly, why won't the press ask him that fundamental question, that basic question? Mr. Biden, are these actually accurate? Is this Hunter Biden's laptop? And in fact, are you the big guy? They won't ask him that question, but the American people know those facts are true.
Yeah, the big guy, well, he's Joe Biden. And one of the more damning pieces of evidence is a letter, an email, if you will, that is now being referred to as the smoking gun. With regard to Joe Biden's knowledge of and engagement with all of this Hunter Biden laptop from hell, Maria Bartiromo.
This email is really the smoking gun, and here it is, written by Hunter Biden to an executive at that Chinese company, CEFC. It says, my understanding is that the original agreement with the director was for consulting fees based on introductions alone at a rate of $10 million a year for a three-year guarantee of $30 million. The chairman then changed the deal after we met in Miami to a much more lasting and lucrative arrangement to create a holding company, 50% owned by me and 50% owned by him. Consulting fees is one piece of our income stream, but the reason this proposal by the chairman was so much more interesting to me and my family is that we would also be partners in the equity and profits of the joint venture's investments. At the end of the email, they break it down in terms of who gets what, and it says 20 held by Hunter, another 20 held by Jim Biden, his brother, another 10 held by H for the big guy, the big guy being Joe Biden.
The big guy being Joe Biden. It's not the first time we've heard that. We've heard that coming from none other than the former mayor of New York City and former prosecutor, Rudy Giuliani. And Rudy Giuliani says that he, just like what you're hearing Jim Jordan discuss, is information that comes not only from Hunter Biden's laptop, but from other people with whom he has spoken who can verify all of this information. People who were former business associates and partners of the Biden crime family, as Rudy Giuliani referred to them. In this particular sound clip, Rudy Giuliani talks about the payout scheme.
Now, you're going to want to know, what is the scheme that they use for distributing the money? Well, there just so happens to be a text. The text is in the hard drive of Hunter Biden, and it is from Hunter Biden to Naomi Biden discussing money. But in it, he makes a very big mistake. He explains the distribution scheme that the Biden crime family has had for years.
Yeah, the distribution scheme for, you know, the cash flowing in from foreign governments. In this particular instance, it would be China. So who's involved?
It reads as follows. And again, you can see it. You can see it on my website. It reads, this is from Hunter to Naomi Biden. I love you all, but I don't receive any respect. And that's fine, I guess. Works for you, apparently. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family from 30 years or for 30 years. Why was he paying for everything for the family? Because he was getting the money, and they were keeping it from Joe, so he wouldn't have to report it. But he paid, for example, his half-sister's entire college education, paid for a lot more things. In fact, in his own words, he paid for everything. But then it goes on to say, because the boss, remember the godfather, the boss has to wet his beak. The boss has got to get his money. The boss here is Pop. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, that's one of the names for Joe Biden, Democrat candidate for the United States presidency. I won't make you give me half your salary. Okay, left-wing press. What are you going to do with that? That's about as clear an admission of what I've been saying for 2 years as you can get.
866-423-9578. The big guy getting the kickback. And, of course, in this same audio clip, he enumerates the other members of the Biden family, and as Giuliani referred to them, crime family, who all get to wet their beaks.
And Joe Biden certainly committed a crime because some of that money from Ukraine, illegal money for bribes, went to Joe Biden. And finally, for now, China. China has so many different transactions. It's going to take a couple of days, if not a week, for us to sort all through them, but we have them. And basically, this is money that goes to Hunter Biden, James Biden, Sarah Biden, and the Biden family, otherwise known as the Biden crime family.
866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Why would this man go out on this limb, as perilous a limb as this, if what he had wasn't solid evidence? 866-423-9578. 9578. That means being co-signed by former Hunter Biden business associate Tony Bobulinski, a man whose bona fides, whose credentials, whose former involvement as a naval officer with security clearances is not in question. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. So stop and ask yourself this. Is this a really good time for Joe Biden to be announcing for a run for the presidency in terms of a re-election bid for 2024? Because with this information coming out now and Hunter Biden admitting that he is, in fact, the owner of this laptop, the laptop from hell, is this the kind of information that's going to make it easier for him to make that run? I don't think so. 866-423-9578. FBI on its way in another law and order manner, on its way to search the home of former Vice President Mike Pence. What do you think they'll find? We asked that question yesterday when the FBI showed up at the Rehoboth Beach home of Joe Biden after giving him days and days of notice that they were coming to look for other classified documents. They found none. At least that's what we heard yesterday. That should be the case where Mike Pence's house is concerned, but given these situations, you never really know. Mike Pence was quoted recently as of the last, 24 hours or so about the situation. He says that he takes full responsibility for those documents that were recently unearthed.
Now, while I was not aware that those classified documents were in our personal residence, let me be clear. Those classified documents should not have been in my personal residence. Mistakes were made. And I take full responsibility.
Yeah, does that really exonerate or absolve Mike of anything? I mean, he had the documents, didn't he? 866-423-9578. And that was after a cocksure statement that he had no classified documents and that it's not responsible of anyone to leave Washington, D.C. with classified documentation in their possession. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on the program today. You can talk to me about that or anything related to it. That's how we roll on the program. You can talk with me about these stories. Or if you are thinking about something that might be remotely or directly related, you can talk about that too.
The ayes are 218, the nays are 211, with one answering present. The resolution is adopted.
What resolution is that, you may ask? Well, it's the resolution booting Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. 866-423-9578, 218, 211. And all these votes in the House of Representatives over the next couple of years, they're going to be squeakers like this one because the Republicans just didn't run away with regard to their takeover of control of the House of Representatives. But in this particular instance, in order to vote her off of the Foreign Affairs Committee, there had to be a full vote of the House, and there were just enough votes. And believe it or not, there were four Republicans who had said just 24 hours ago that they were not going to vote to boot her from the Foreign Affairs Committee. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV, the number to dial to join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. We found out that as of the last 24 hours, three of those Republicans changed their minds. They were presented with petitions numbering over 340,000 Americans who said that they did not favor Republicans voting to keep Ilhan Omar on the Foreign Affairs Committee. Maybe that had something to do with their change of heart. When we come back, the story doesn't end there. the squad gets involved. They're charging Republicans with racism in the first magnitude with regard to this vote. You'll hear what several of them had to say after the break.
FM 92.7, AM 1500, the mobile app, or on the web. We're all the same great Faith Talk Detroit.
You're smart, you're busy, and don't have time to waste on the mainstream media cycle. Salem News Channel breaks that cycle. Topics that matter from hosts worth watching. Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Wilkow, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. Salem News Channel, not like the other guys. Watch anytime on any screen, free, 24/7. Find everything you need to know at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
From time to time, instead of preaching on a passage of Scripture, John MacArthur will set aside an evening worship service at Grace Community Church in Los Angeles to answer Bible questions from the congregation. You get to hear one of those Q&As, and John just may answer a question you have. Join him for that practical time of Bible questions and answers on the next Grace to You.
So join me, John MacArthur, and study along on Grace to You weekday mornings at 8 here on WLQV.
Faith Talk Detroit welcomes Dr. Daniel Huerta, author of Seven Traits of Effective Parenting, and Christian music artist Rebecca St. James to Woodside Bible Church in Troy on Friday, March 10th. It's free and open to the public, but get your tickets online now at faithtalkdetroit.com. During this inspiring event presented by Focus on the Family, Dr. Huerta will break down each of the seven traits to give parents an honest look at their unique strengths, plus some areas they could use a little help. Rebecca St. James will join the conversation to discuss these empowering parenting tools to help you be the parent God is calling you to be. Admission is free. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com. Don't miss this special opportunity to hear from Dr. Daniel Huerta along with Rebecca St. James at Woodside Bible Church in Troy. Get your free tickets now at faithtalkdetroit.com and enjoy an evening of discussion, worship, music, and giveaways at Faith Talk Detroit's parenting event presented by Focus on the Family.
Dr. Charles Stanley.
What did Jesus say? My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. One of the most awesome promises he gives us is that we can have peace in whatever we're faced in life.
Hear the series, The Promises of God, this week on In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley.
Listen to In Touch, weekday afternoons at 12:30.
If you're listening to this radio station right now, you're being inundated with information about the coronavirus pandemic. Some of this information is alarming. You need to know now how to protect your family. Every host on this station is here to help. We're here to keep you informed, keep you calm, and most of all, keep you safe. There are lots of places to go for information. There's one place you can always trust. This is it. And we'll never be in lockdown. FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Rhonda Wynn.
People admire and respect and are inspired by your life story, your kindness, your evangelical core support.
The Daryl Wood Show on Faith Talk 1500.
Minutes past the hour. Go ahead, dial that number, 866-423-9578. And we'll talk about the news, topics, stories you really care about. Because that's what we do on this program, day in and day out. I would like to reiterate that the House of Representatives today decided to vote Ilhan Omar off the Foreign Affairs Committee based on past statements she has made regarding the nation of Israel. Many say that they are far too anti-Semitic and consistent in their vitriol to allow this woman to continue as a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee handling privileged, if not classified, data with regard to our Middle East relationships, not only with Israel, but other countries in that part of the world. 866-423-9578. Members of the squad, well, they beg to differ as they took to the floor in the House of Representatives to contest, shall we say. Among them, Michigan's own Rashida Tlaib decided she would get up and make an impassioned speech about how bigoted she thought the move is.
So desperate to distract the American people from their total inability to govern. The GOP is now doing what it is best at, weaponizing hate against a black, beautiful Muslim woman. Congresswoman Omar's lived experience as a refugee and a child survivor of war should be welcomed on this committee. It is needed. When you can't pass any bills that actually improve the people's lives, they turn to Congress. They turn Congress into a place of fear-mongering hate. It is so painful to watch. How ironic that the so-called lovers of personal freedom are now moving to censor Congresswoman Omar. In the same week, they introduced a bill to ban federal employees from engaging in censorship. Where are the free speech warriors today? The hypocrisy is obvious to the American people. You are showing who you all are, really.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
I will not be silenced.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
To Congressman Omar, I am so sorry, time has expired. That our country is failing you today through this chamber. You belong to that committee.
The gentlewoman is no longer recognized, and the gentleman from Mississippi.
And, of course, she's being dragged away, kicking and screaming. No, not really, but it was time for her to shut up and go away. 866-423-9578, and then there was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
One of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America, and this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body. I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him with one of the most prestigious committee assignments in this Congress. Don't tell me this is about consistency. Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color.
Racism, 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 Will Robinson. And then there was Ayanna Pressley.
Our colleagues who seek to make history for all the wrong reasons. I rise on behalf of every little girl who sees herself in the leadership of Congresswoman Omar. She is a mother, daughter, refugee, advocate, skilled policymaker, a duly and decisively elected third-term member to the U.S. House of Representatives. I have spent time in the Minnesota 5th. I have seen her pull her community through grief and loss. I have seen her stand arm in arm on picket lines with our educators and our nurses. I have seen her pass historic legislation to feed our babies in our schools. She has built coalitions, given constituents in crisis a sense of agency, and centered to most marginalized in word and deed. No matter how embattled, no matter how racially profiled, no matter how targeted, she has pressed on for peace over militarization, human rights at home and abroad, a world where an education is a fundamental right, where gender equity is recognized. I want to live in that world. Let me
make
it plain.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is right where she belongs.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Congress is needed on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
The gentleman.
Yes, and of course they should have gotten out the great big metal hook, grabbed her, and dragged her away as well. And then Cori Bush showed up.
This institution is better because of her leadership, and the Foreign Affairs Committee benefits from her perspective. So let's talk about what's really happening. Republicans are waging a blatantly Islamophobic and racist attack on Congresswoman Omar.
Racist!
And I've said it before, I will say it again. The white supremacy happening is unbelievable. This is despicable. It is Congresswoman Omar who has been harassed at her job for simply existing as a Muslim woman in Congress. It is she who has been attacked by a member of this body, ridiculing her as a potential terrorist for simply existing as a Muslim woman in this Congress.
Yeah, that's Cori Bush. And then Ilhan Omar, of course, got up to speak in her own defense. You'll hear it after the break. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. It's Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Remember, hour one, live and in living color. Hour two, a pre-recorded best of edition because of our fundraising efforts at sister station WDTK. Back after the break.
Tune in to WLQV at the office. Check out our live stream on FaithTalkDetroit.com. We're everywhere. FaithTalkDetroit.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls were stopped, the threats were stopped. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Daryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen size premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener in square and use the promo code RUNTOWIN. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, and use the promo code RUNTOWIN at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, MyPillow.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way to protect your retirement. I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because...
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
So many stories, so little time. 54 minutes past the hour. Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. Man, I can't believe we're trying to stuff 5 pounds of sausage into a 1 pound casing. 866-423-9578. Don't forget the Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons contest. Your chance to win this coming Friday. I'll announce 2 opportunities in both hours. 4 o'clock hour, the 5 o'clock hour. Your chance to win a couple of tickets to see the Pistons play the Boston Celtics at the Detroit Pistons College Night Series at Little Caesars Arena. Be tuned in Friday between 4 and 6 p.m. for your chance to win. In the meantime, 866-423-9578. We were talking before the break about all of the acrimony being expressed on the House floor after Ilhan Omar was voted off the Foreign Affairs Committee. You heard members of the squad standing up and trying to defend her, saying it was a move based on anti-Muslim sentiment and racist bigotry expressed by the Republicans, and then Ilhan Omar showed up.
I am an American who was sent here, by her constituents to represent them in Congress, a refugee who survived the horrors of a civil war, someone who spent her childhood in a refugee camp, someone who knows what it means to have a shot at a better life here in the United States, and someone who believes in the American dream and the American possibility and the promise and the ability to participate in the democratic process.
Just forget the fact that I might express anti-Semitism from time to time.
I didn't come to Congress to be silent. I came to Congress to be their voice. And my leadership and voice will not be diminished if I am not on this committee for one term. My voice will get louder and stronger, and my leadership will be celebrated around the world as it has been. So take your vote or not. I am here to stay, and I am here to be a voice against harms around the world and advocate for a better world. I yield back.
Yeah, you should. 866-423-9578. She told those folks to take their votes, and then she stopped up short. 866-423-9578. And, of course, folks, we are just running out of time here, but you may have heard 6 more weeks of winter.
Punxsutawney Phil, ladies and gentlemen.
I see the morning has brought the finest people. I see their bravery and spirit. The time has come, I can feel it, the excitement, I can hear it. I see the folks with gray in their hair, and I see the kids all young and scrawny. Their eyes and cheeks aglow from the cold, clean air of sweet Punxsutawney. I see that everyone knows their part, and I am merely the sage. But above all else, I see a shadow on my stage. And so, no matter how you measure, it's 6 more weeks of winter weather.
In this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
This is Pastor Kirk of Calvary Chapel Waterford at Your Neighborhood Church. I would like to invite you to our new radio program, Change Your World, right here on Faith Talk, Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. Or you can join us live at our church, Calvary Chapel Waterford, 183 South Winding Drive, Waterford, Michigan. All the donuts you can eat, and you don't have to believe a thing we say, but it could change your world. Check us out at yourneighborhoodchurch.org.
Jesus saves new world.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski of the Brzezinski Group, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do the things you've always dreamt about doing in retirement. Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Join Pastor Emery Moss on Bible Talk, weeknights at 6 on WLQV.
Get a fresh perspective for the whole family. Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller. Weekday mornings at 9:30 on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500, Faith Talk Detroit.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
The following program has been pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
100 Faith Talk Detroit, WLQV Detroit from the Salem Media Group. And Talk 15578, that's 866-423-9578. Here's your host, Daryl Wood.
Hour two now underway, 866-423-9578. Bringing you information with regard to the news, the topics, the stories you care about. Glad for those of you who are joining us, those of you who have called in to be a part of the program. We're going to get to your calls ASAP. Thanks for holding on, some of you, from the previous hour to this hour. Did you see the video regarding the beating taken by Tyree Nichols in Memphis, Tennessee, the beating by five police officers? A sixth officer has now been relieved of duty. It was an update issued earlier today in this particular case by CBS News.
A sixth police officer has been relieved of duty following the release of the body cam video and other videos of Nichols' traffic stop and arrest. Peaceful protests took place in cities across the country following the release of the footage. Prosecutors released the video after five of the officers were formally charged.
Yeah, and there's a sixth officer now relieved of duty, as we've said before, perhaps the latest wrinkle in the story. That being the case, the attorney for the family, Benjamin Crump, is speaking out about it. He says with regard to that sixth officer, he wonders if, in fact, there's some kind of cover-up afoot.
We know that he's been relieved of duty. We think that he should be terminated like the other five black officers that were terminated. And so when we look at the initial police report, we think that it is conspiracy to cover this matter up. When you look at that initial police report and you look at this tragic video documenting the last minutes of Tyree Nichols' life, you know that people were lying on that police report. So did he have something to do with that? We have a lot of questions that have to be answered over this sixth officer as well as others.
Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis says that when it comes to what happened in the department and the disbanding of Scorpion, the police unit involved in this interdiction and the beating of Tyree Nichols, it's time for reflection and perhaps examination of police culture in that city.
Culture is an issue that has to be looked at, and there has to be a surgical look. It wasn't set up so that officers can be heavy-handed. And these officers were supposed to have laser-focused sort of priorities on repeat offenders, those individuals that were committing violent crimes, And they had great success last year.
Yeah, and as I said in the previous hour of the program, it does not sound like Tyree Nichols fit the description of the kinds of crimes the Scorpion unit was supposed to be surveilling and interdicting. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQE. Instead, in this particular instance, they, according to Pastor Kenneth Thomas, he's the pastor of Mount Olive Cathedral Church in the Memphis area, says these folks came across like common criminals.
It does set in our hearts that it was black on black crime. And from the police, you know. But it doesn't matter who what color the police officers are. When you are doing the kinds of things that we saw on those videos to our citizens, it's just wrong. And anyone who does that, anyone who acts in that way, should be held to the extent of the law.
866-423-9578. Daryl is listening to the program, and Taylor wants to talk about the bad cops. Daryl, thanks so very much for your call.
Hey, Daryl, thanks for having me. Listen, I saw the video, and unfortunate as it was, and I'm not, you know, getting off on that part, mm-hmm. but even within the current climate of watch out for the cops, you know, the cops will have to kill you, all these things that people say, you as an individual should try to put as many odds in your favor as possible. Mm-hmm. If you're driving, and like they tell the black young men, you know, to drive under the assumption that the cops are out to get you. Well, the first thing I would have done when a guy says most of the action, the beating stuff on the second part, but the initial action where the stop went down, I'm just sitting there saying to myself, hey man, just sit still and do what the guy says. Don't quit all the talking about what did I do and blah blah blah. Sort that crap out later. I mean, you talk about as a young black man in this case. Hey, help yourself out. I'm not trying to excuse what happened on the back end, but I'm just saying, hey man, I personally see so many of these things on TV. Young ladies, young men mouthing off, struggling with the cop. Something goes down, like the guy in Michigan, the taser. He's trying to get the guy's taser and the gun, and the cops shoot some point blank. I mean, you look at all this stuff. Guys are running. And you say to yourself, hey, man, if you are actually operating at that traffic stop, if you're actually operating under the assumption that the cops are evil and they're out to get you, and they're looking for an excuse, I'm saying to myself, don't give them no excuse. When a guy says, get on the ground, I'm on the ground. Let me see your hands. Here's my hands. Put your hand behind your back. I'm not pulling and struggling. And I'm just trying to say it was unfortunate that it got ratcheted up like it did. So I'm not so much that, – that's an obvious situation what happened, and that's jacked up. But on the front end, like any stop, you keep your hands where the cops can see them. You're not fidgeting around in your coat. You keep them on the steering wheel, on the dash. Let the guy see you. Don't be making no false moves. You have to try. And listen, it's about self-preservation. And you got to put as many eyes in your favor as possible. And don't give the cop, whether a good cop or bad cop, don't give him an excuse to do something that could harm you. That's my point.
Daryl, great points all, to be sure. And I'm so glad that you took time out of your schedule today and exercised the patience of Job to make them on this program. My friend, thanks so very much. And do feel free to call again at your earliest convenience. Daryl, listening to the program out there in Taylor, 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number. Is it simply a matter of giving the police less to react to? Would that have been the case where this young man was concerned? 29-year-old, he was, I was taking a look at the video time and time again and saying to myself, as he said to them, I'm complying, I'm putting my hands up, I'm listening to you, I'm doing what you told me to do, I just want to go home. These were the kinds of things he was saying, you know, I'm laying down. But these cops took it to another level. 866-423-9578. 800-259-9578. And again, the question arises, why? Why? And the question why could be asked with regard to a number of circumstances. Why were these cops so torqued up to begin with? That's what I'd like to know. What had them ratcheted up to the point where they felt once they exited their vehicle, they had to go DEFCON 1 on this young man? 866-423-9578. Now, some say it was a traffic stop. You even heard that one of the news reports that we played earlier in the show. News reporter said it was a traffic stop. Why in the world would you react this way with regard to a traffic stop with four other officers alongside you? 866-423-9578. And these weren't just any old officers. These were young, big, strong, beefy police officers who could handle themselves, apparently. And a lot of what went down, you could say, was excessive, especially given the strength in numbers aspect of the confrontation of the young man, Tyree Nichols. It's just one guy in a car, and when he stopped, it appeared as though he was trying to comply. I'm saying it appeared as though he tried to comply. Now, what were the officers reacting to? That's a question I'd like an answer to. Why were they on edge the way they were? That's a question I'd like an answer to. Why did they feel that this young man had to be tased when he was already on the ground and complying? Then he jumps up and runs away. They later on capture him again, and that's where the real beating started. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Van Jones is a contributor on CNN. In Van Jones' world, it really doesn't matter what race the police officers are. When it comes to black folks, says Jones, they're always in danger of overreaction with regard to police.
Black people are at risk from police no matter what color. Black, white, brown, you talk to African Americans, they'll tell you, it doesn't matter. There's this pervasive view from law enforcement that if you're black, you're dangerous. And I think some people think, oh, well, so a white police officer going after a black person, you understand the racial implications. The problem is there are whole neighborhoods that in many cities are just considered by police departments kind of war zones, and anything goes there. And so I think we have to have a more nuanced view of what's going on to root out a racism. It's not just about having black cops or white cops or brown cops. It's about having cops that are trained to respect everyone and who are disciplined and punished when they don't. And when you don't have that in place, black people are at risk no matter the color of the police officer.
Well, if you've got police officers wading into, as Van Jones said, a war zone where anything goes, is that the time for a police officer to walk around through the valley of the shadow of death talking about, I respect you? 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. It seems to me you would be more akin or at least attuned to the sentiment that a police officer is likely to be more on edge in that environment. They just don't know what's coming next. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Flynn is listening to the program on his cell phone, wants to talk about police officers. Flynn, thank you for the call.
Hey, Daryl, long time, man.
Yes,
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year
to
you.
I hate to call in on this, man, but, you know, I don't like the you know, and it's no shot at you, not at all. But I don't like the what potentially motivated the officers. I mean, as I've seen stills of the incident, I haven't seen the whole video. I don't think I intend to watch it. But I mean, there is nothing that I can think of. I mean, if this man were an axe murderer, you know, their job is to bring in the justice, not impose justice, you know.
That's right.
So no matter, you know, there is no proper answer, no just answer to the question of what motivated these individuals to do what they did outside of anything that you might cite spiritually. You know, I mean, if you want to say power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely, or evil in the heart of man, I can get down with you. But, I mean, if we're looking for some kind of a causal factor, the young man blinked twice when he should have blinked once. He didn't have his hands at 10 and 2. They were at 9 and 3. You know, and I teach my sons the same stuff as that gentleman mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to do all you can so as not to incite a fight mechanism inside of a cop. But you also got to know that I believe this young man knew that the jig was up for him when he got up and ran. I mean, he on the ground, they already got him, and they tased him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my mind, okay, they're going to do me in, right? You know, now where he ran and why he didn't hide in some bushes, I don't know all that,
mm-hmm.
but he's panicked. You know, but I mean, I think it's dangerous for us to look for those motivating factors because all it takes, once you find a motivating factor, the next step in the argument is to find, you know, the $2 word is exculpatory stuff, right? You know, for the rest of us, well, you know, we can excuse that one. We can't excuse that one. I mean, you know, of course I can understand why they, you know, did that because he did this. You know, that's a slippery slope. You know, once we, I mean, unless they're saying that man drew a gun from his belly, you know, on the ground somehow with his hands behind his back, in which case they would have shot him. They wouldn't have did all the other stuff,
mm-hmm.
You know. But yeah, so for me, I think we got to be careful, you know, in our desire to see, you know, to try to find rational causation to what made five, potentially six guys do what they did. And when you listen to the dialogue, you know, that I've read in the articles, when you listen to the dialogue of the officers, what's going on in their hearts is made abundantly clear. Now, you know scripture like I do. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
That's right.
You know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you listen to their dialogue, they don't leave room for us to ponder what's in their mind. Those guys had devilish intent. You know, and I'm with Sister Latrice. I mean, you know, I'm a proponent of the death penalty when it can be, you know, served up correctly.
Yes.
You know, these guys got it coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if Tennessee does that, but, you know, I'm with her on that one. And I think we just got another young man that was executed for no other reason than the evil in these young men's hearts.
Flynn, it is so good to hear your voice again. I trust that all is going well for you in the new year, and what isn't, you will make right through God's grace. I appreciate your considerably informed opinion on this program today, my brother. God bless you.
God bless you too, bro.
Take care. 866-423-9578. Longtime listener to this program, Flynn. Someone who has called this program and on many occasions disagreed with perspectives that I have shared, but has always been agreeable in his disagreement. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win the Darryl Wood Show. We are giving you a judgment-free zone today to talk about your impressions of the photographs, video images, audio of the situation in Memphis, Tennessee, as I bring you some of the latest facts and opinion available with regard to the subject. Obviously, some of what is necessary is not only the punishment of those responsible for their errors in judgment and their murder of a citizen who, as far as we can tell at this point, was maybe disobeying or violating some kind of traffic code. 866-423-9578. But the story is evolving, and we'll try and stay on top of it as best we can. Other aspects of the story? Well, police reform. As Flynn was saying, far from trying to figure out what motivated these individuals, maybe we have to look elsewhere
to try to find answers for how we handle a situation like this. I wonder, would training make any difference? As far as I can tell right now, with regard to what I have seen a number of times with regard to that video, I examined it on two occasions. Two separate pieces of video, front to back, twice each. That was all I needed. I didn't want to see it any more than that. Did not need to see it any more than that. All I could surmise in this situation was these are people who are reacting out of their lack of humanity, their lack of sympathy, their lack of empathy and discretion. That's about the best and most kindest way I can put it. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. There is a story that appears in the New York Post today saying that at least two out of the five Memphis police officers charged with murder in the fatal beatdown of Tyre Nichols joined the force after the department relaxed its hiring requirements. To Darius Bean and Demetrius Haley, both joined the Memphis Police Department in August 2020, NBC News reported, more than 2 years after the department dramatically loosened the education qualifications to become an officer. Now, this goes to something that I've talked about before and certainly want to talk about with regard to this situation, what it actually means. And we heard some of this from a caller in the previous hour, Eddie from Warren, who served as a law enforcement officer until he was cut because of economic reasons in the town in which he, in the town near where he lives, I guess, Inkster. 866-423-9578. Well, Inkster is on one side of the metropolitan area, Warren's on the other. So whatever the arrangement was at the time, he was an Inkster police officer, obviously working in a specialized drug interdiction unit. Let me make sure I get the facts straight. 866-423-9578. He talked about the fact that they went through rigorous, repetitive training over and over again. Here we are hearing that guidelines for training in the Memphis Police Department 2020 were relaxed significantly. Relaxed significantly. Recruits no longer need an associate's degree or 54 college credit hours to join the force, or could get by with 5 years of work experience. Loosening the required qualifications, the article goes on to say, however, means that the department is ultimately getting, quote, less desirable job candidates, says Mike Alcazar, an adjunct professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice and a retired NYPD detective. They're desperate. They want police officers. They're going through it. They check off some boxes saying, okay, they're good enough. Get them on. The department showed signs of struggle with recruiting new police officers, offering $15,000 signing bonuses in 2021 and 2022. Why? Because we're asking police officers in this day and time to do a thankless job, especially with all the folderol about defunding the cops.
If you want to make a difference in your life that impacts you for years to come, then it's time to stand with Israel by going there. Consider the thrilling excitement of joining nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka and renowned author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza on the Stand with Israel Tour November 30th through December 9th, 2022. Journey through the Holy Land with two of the most respected political commentators of today. Together with like-minded travelers, you'll see over 40 iconic sites during the 10-day tour. You can pray at the Western Wall in Old City Jerusalem, float on the Dead Sea, and take a boat out into the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com or call 855-565-5519 to book today.
Meet Tim.
Hey, what's up?
He's the person you hired for your digital marketing strategy. And when he's done battling aliens on his PS5 in his parents' basement, I'm sure he'll get right to work. Now, meet the team at Salem Surround.
What's up? Hi!
Over 200 digital media strategists with all the current digital tools, resources, and training bringing your business the real results you need. These are the people who are passionate about your marketing success and will work 24/7 to deliver customers to you and your business. So, Tim.
Yes, level 12. I'm going to be here all night.
Or the team at Salem Surround. Why trust your digital marketing to one person when you can hire a whole team? Nationwide exposure, experience, and expertise. Let our team of experts focus on your digital marketing strategy so you can focus on your business. It's an easy decision.
To learn more about Salem Surround or for a free, no-obligation digital audit, visit us at surrounddetroit.com.
FM 92.7, AM 1500, the mobile app, or on the web. We're all the same great Faith Talk Detroit.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. That's 800-515-2397.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski of the Brzezinski Group, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do the things you've always dreamt about doing in retirement. Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
The following program has been pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Like thunder from above, Run to Win, The Darryl Wood Show.
(866-423-9578) 26 minutes past the hour. Last year, the department in Memphis, police department that is, lowered its standards once again for new recruits, nixing the time-honored physical ability test and cutting college education requirements from 54 credit hours to just 24. So they're changing the physical fitness guidelines. They're cutting the educational requirements. And the department is taking whom they can get. 866-423-9578. The New York Post article, from which I'm sharing some of this information, indicates that the department also revealed that it was offering waivers for people who have been convicted on felony charges. Did you hear that? The Memphis Department's offering jobs to people who have received waivers for felony charges. So they're hiring criminals to be cops. You know, I've heard the saying, and maybe you have too, sometimes the best good guy is a bad guy. No. Not in this case. 866-423-9578. 1-800-273-9578. The article closes by saying, and I quote, police departments have to take the screening process of candidates to be police officers seriously and not rush to hire officers that might not be qualified, end quote. That, of course, a quote coming from Mike Alcazar, an adjunct professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice and a retired NYPD detective, in an interview with the New York Post. Amen, brother. 866-423-9578. Are there people out there who haven't been to college and maybe just graduated with decent grades from high school who would make good cops? Sure there are. 866-423-9578. But when you have a higher bar or a higher standard to which people must aspire to become police officers, you already begin the process of weeding people out. 866-423-9578. Some would argue undesirable people. But I guess it's all up for debate, is it not? Because the emphasis at this particular point would be training and or police reform, proscribed training. So if you're talking about giving more training to more cops on a more consistent basis as part of a reform package, then I guess the question is, what's happening with the reform process? And one of our callers, Eddie from Warren, said earlier, police get lots and lots and lots of training. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Well, if you talk to Maxine Waters, yeah, that Maxine Waters, she was heavily involved in the police reform debate of about a couple of years ago. When Democrats and Republicans were arguing over what best to pass through Congress as a police reform bill.
We keep fighting, we keep begging, we keep doing everything that we possibly can. Yes, we have the Criminal Justice Reform Act that we're still pushing. We were not able to get it in the last Congress because we don't have enough members who care enough about this issue. When you look at even two Democrats, Manchin, of course.
Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, she's talking about.
And, of course, that woman from Arizona.
That woman from Arizona, whose name she won't mention, and I have no idea why she has so much animus toward Kyrsten Sinema. I guess it's because Kyrsten Sinema acts like somebody with common sense.
They don't give a darn about this issue. They would rather have the power to determine what happens in the Senate by using their two votes for themselves than anything else. So I would like to be optimistic. I would like to say, yes, this time something is going to happen. Nothing is going to happen until the people in the streets continue to protest and to rally and our numbers grow and we elect the next elected officials who care about this issue. I'm saddened by it. I'm grieving just like his family.
So she sees protestation and lots of folks in the streets making lots of noise about what, police brutality or police reform or both? 866-423-9578. At the same time, Republican Tim Scott, who was shepherding the police reform bill through Congress, could not get cooperation with Democrats on what he thought was a reasoned approach to police reform, so-called. Tim Scott says it's because the Democrats' real focus was on defunding the police, not police reform.
The fact is that last time around, we gave them 20 amendments to change the bill in any way they wanted to. This time, we said simply this: I am not going to participate in reducing funding for the police after we saw major city after major city defund the police. Many provisions in this bill that he wanted me to agree to limited or reduced funding for the police. That's a lose-lose proposition. When you reduce funding for police, you actually lose lives in the communities. Our approach was a win-win approach. We want the best wearing the badge, and we want the vulnerable protected. So when you tie funding losses in this legislation, you should expect an allergic reaction from me.
866-423-9578. One of the other things that they could not disagree on is this idea that we ought to hold police officers financially and legally liable for the harm done to citizens that they may injure. 866-423-9578. Is that a good idea? 866-423-WLQB. He didn't go for it. Democrats trying to force his hand on the issue. He didn't budge. 866-423-9578. Tanya is listening to the program on her cell phone somewhere near I-75. Tanya, thanks for phoning in and letting us hear what you have to say.
Thank you so much. This is my first time calling out on the show, but I listen to you every day
thank
in my
you.
Commute back home to Flint. So thank you for engaging conversations and topics. I am by trade a diversity, equity, inclusion specialist, is what I do for the last 30 years. So I come to this conversation from that context. I really feel as if, and I heard a couple of the comments talk about training. One thing I say often as a Christian, as a believer, is that you can provide all the training you want, but there is no training for those that choose to act like idiots, choose to act ungodly. There's no training for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I live by that, and I see that. Having worked with numerous law enforcement agencies across the country, I feel as if that we have not really tackled the issue as we need to, because like other callers have said, I don't believe it's a black policeman issue or a white policeman issue. It's an issue of leadership. And one of the things that you just mentioned so courageously, Mr. Woods, is that the lessening of the requirements for policemen to
yes.
be a part of the police force. While I feel that it is a very important role that does not get the credentials and the kudos that it should, because these officers of all colors and backgrounds are putting their lives on the line, I feel as if there needs to be some reexamining on the age that policemen can become officers. I am a mother of five. I've got three beautiful black young men as sons, and they're not still cleaning their rooms like they need to. And in many situations, many states, an officer can become an officer, you know, at the age of one of my sons who's not even cleaning their room.
Right.
You know, and I think we need to expand the age requirement to be more of the age of maturity that I think should hover around the age of 25 or more.
Mm-hmm.
I think there needs to be more emphasis on that. I further believe that when we talk about the names of these specialized units, this one was the Scorpion Unit, I believe it's called. It's important for viewers to know that many times these units, they just change names, but the officers stay intact. So they'll dismantle the Scorpion Unit, but they'll also re-enlist the Community Engagement Unit. It's the same unit, just a different name. And I think we have to become more educated as citizens, and particularly as believers, to stand up to make sure that we're getting the best to serve the best. It's not one against the other. And so lastly, I would just say that we've got some major work to do. It is not a pointing of fingers on police officers, and I would really want to make sure that just as I spoke out against when white officers were involved in brutal murders, I believe that, again, this is a leadership issue, and we have to be very careful, because now those cops that are doing their job can be penalized just for putting on the uniform. And their role is to protect and serve everybody. And I think we have to make sure that we're not demonizing all police and demonizing all people of authority, but by recognizing that systemically there have been, I won't even say a love-hate relationship, there's just been a system of oppression that we have to recognize in this case. But as we all champion forward, it's all on all of us. And so I appreciate the opportunity to just add in on the conversation, and thank you again for having engaging topics, being brave enough and courageous enough to have this courageous forum. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much, Tanya, for giving us a call. Drive safely out there on that I-75 corridor. And let's hope you get that one son who's old enough to be a cop and won't pick up his room to do just that in the days to come. Always glad to hear from people who've been longtime listeners, but first-time callers like Tanya. Great call, 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. And that, of course, I found very encouraging, especially when she talked about the fact that as a person of faith, not just a mother of sons, but as a person of faith, she believes it is time for people within the faith community. And let's say the faith community as a whole to stand up and be counted on these issues, not waiting for the same or the usual suspects to stand up, make noise, and then eventually profiteer off the subject. Let's have quality dialogue, quality interaction. Let's push for quality change by making sure those who represent us at elective office do the things that may have an impact, and then let the rest of us pray to the Lord that he would have his way in impacting the outcome with regard to those things that law and the justice system just cannot reach. It is going to take a mighty move of God in our society to address some of these issues. And many of you out there listening to me know that. You know that. But you're afraid to wade into the fight. You're afraid to get involved. You're afraid to make your voice heard. You're afraid to become a target. Well, you can shrink back and continue to watch your society, your community, your very neighborhood go to hell in a handbasket. Or you can pray, get off your knees, and go to work.
This is Luke Hammett. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has just announced that our listeners will receive one of his books, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, absolutely free with any purchase using the promo code Luke. It's a great time to buy his warm and wonderful My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time only, Mike Lindell is offering 50% off on all My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Luke. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. Call 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke. That's 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Starting your weekend off the only way he knows how, with a lot of wisdom, William Malcolm Morning Show, Saturday mornings at 10.
A Moment of Destiny from Pastor Paul Shepherd.
No matter where you are in life, the Lord is with you. You have never shocked God in your life. Your circumstances have never shocked God. God has never been in heaven. Say, I can't believe this. Are you kidding me? Nothing has ever caught God by surprise. And God is so much God that it doesn't matter where you are. He can get you from where you are to where he's ordained you to be. Not only can he get you there, he'll make it work out where it looked like you were supposed to be where you are, so he could get you to where you ought to be.
Pastor Paul Shepherd is the senior pastor of Destiny Christian Fellowship in Northern California. The program is heard daily on radio stations across America and anytime at PastorPaul.net.
FM 92.7, AM 1500, the mobile app, or on the web. We're all the same great Faith Talk Detroit.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
The following program has been pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Minutes past the hour. Going back to our phone lines in just a second. Want to remind you about the Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons contest coming up later this week, Friday, to be specific. On Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show, we are going to give you a couple of chances to win tickets to see the Detroit Pistons. It's called the University of Detroit Mercy College Night at the Pistons. It takes place Monday, February 6th, this Friday, on the free thought edition of the program. I'll give you a couple of chances to win tickets to watch that game where the Pistons play the venerable Boston Celtics as part of the Detroit Pistons College Night Series at Little Caesars Arena. For your chance to win tickets to the Detroit Mercy College Night at the Pistons, listen to Run to Win Friday between 4 and 6 p.m. for the cues to call. Visit pistons.com/mercy for more game information or to buy tickets. In the meantime, here's the number you dial to join the conversation. And we've had a brisk pace on the phone lines during the show today. Thank you to those of you who have contributed your opinions. I said that we were going to take your opinions on the video that you've seen, or the images that you've seen, or the audio that you've heard, or all of it, judgment-free, getting your opinions about what you think we ought to make of it. 866-423-9578. I want to welcome Jim, listening to the program, and Warren to the program. Mr. Show's official observer, could you click Jim in, please? 866-423-9578. Jim, you're on. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks. 50-some years ago, be respectful to the police. You can't win fighting the police. You fight the police in court, not on the street.
Now, Jim, hang on, because part of your call dropped out while you were talking. So go ahead and make that statement again.
Okay. Over 50 years ago, my father told me that you don't fight the police. You're respectful. Mm. You fight the police in court, not on the street. You're going to lose.
So you're saying, Jim, your dad had a conversation with you about how to and not to interact with law enforcement as a young man.
Oh, yes. My dad grew up in the Detroits in the 30s and 40s, and he said the officers in there, yes, sir, no, sir, or you are going to get rapped on the head. Mm-hmm. You were polite and you were respectful because they didn't tolerate anything in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want
to be clear here. Your dad was a man of European extract, not other ethnic extract, correct?
Oh, no. He was born and raised in Detroit.
Yeah, but I'm saying that if we were to trace his roots back, he could trace them to Europe, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I just want to be clear on that, because a lot of people say these are the conversations that people have with their children, particularly when we're talking about, quote, persons of color. End quote. And I don't know what a person who's not of color is, but you understand what the vernacular in the 21st century is. It's that people of color must make their children, particularly their sons, aware of the trouble in which they could get if they do not know how to comport themselves with regard to law enforcement. But I'm hearing you say your dad, a white man, had the same advice for you based on his experience in Detroit when you were a young man.
Yep.
Incredible.
Now, the other thing is 458 officers lost their lives in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Did the president call any of those families like
good,
he did the
question.
Young man that died in?
Good question.
No. And, yes, this is awful. This is terrible. I haven't watched the video for I've seen enough death, destruction, people getting killed. It's a bad thing. They're going to be, they've lost their jobs. They're going to be prosecuted. They're going to go to jail if they're guilty. I mean, if, because in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty, but it correct. Pretty much looks like they're guilty. Mm-hmm. It's just bad. You know, you're disrespectful of the police. Bad things are going to happen, and unfortunately, it did. People made bad decisions all the way around, and people are going to pay for it. So, and one thing, most people become police officers or work in prisons or all that, two reasons, and this my father also told me, is either they really want to help society and the community, or they just want to abuse people. And sometimes the bad people get through. There are just some people that shouldn't be officers. I think there's some people that shouldn't be the public either, but
yeah, that is what we would call an inconvenient truth, to quote Al Gore, Jim. And your dad had some great advice, not only for you, but for probably just about anybody who cared to listen. Jim, thanks for a great call on the program. My dad said the same things to me as a young man growing up in Detroit, and they were based on his experiences with the cops. And my dad was not a lawbreaker. 866-423-9578. But I can tell you this, every time I've been stopped by a law enforcement officer, from the time I was a teen right up until my adult years, I've had nothing but good things to say to them. They've had nothing but good things to say to me.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No.
The following program has been pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Have a seven.
866-423-9578. Run to win the Daryl Wood Show. You can still call. We'll try and squeeze you in if we can. 866-423-9578. 53 minutes past the hour.
When will the brutality finally lead to some police reform from the ground up? Because clearly, it doesn't matter if it's a white policeman or a black policeman, it is a problem in the police, in the policing itself. You know, do we need to see white people also get beaten before anybody will do anything? I'm not suggesting that, so don't write us and tell me what a, you know, what a racist I am. I'm just asking, is that what people have to see in order to wake up and realize this affects us all?
With the bad stuff.
Good. 866-423-9578. 54 minutes past the hour. Back out to the phones we go. Eric's in Oak Park. Eric, thanks so much for the call. Your comment.
Yes, Daryl, thank you for allowing me to comment. First of all, before I say what I want to say, I 100% agree with the previous caller, Jim, on what his dad told him to do.
Yep.
If the kids would just be polite, stop asking questions, just whatever they ask you for, show them your ID, registration, proof of insurance, and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how you'd have so much less controversy. But my point was that I wanted to call on is when the police do these high-speed chases, Daryl, and they chase these people, and say they go through a red light or through something, and the police cause injury or death to someone, they blame it on the person they're chasing.
Yes.
You know, and I think they should share responsibility, if not be responsible with themselves.
Well, that is a proposal that many, some in the Democrat Party in particular, trying to push their brand of police reform, have argued that police ought to share liability or take financial and legal liability. That would have many argue the net effect, Eric, of crushing police recruitment numbers even further than they already have been.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I hope that passes whenever they do it. I think that really cut down on a lot of the police high-speed chases, because I can't stand when they chase people around and destroy property and hurt people and then don't have no consequences for it. That was my comment, Daryl.
Well, Eric,
I listened to your show, and thank you very much.
I appreciate, Eric, that you listened to this program and that you took that next step and became a part of it. I appreciate your opinion as shared on this program today, sir. Feel free to call again at your earliest convenience. Steve's in Southfield. Steve, thanks so much for your call.
Hey, Daryl, how you doing, Steve?
Well, thank you.
Good. Just a real couple of quick comments. I had a conversation with a buddy of mine who happens to be, we're childhood friends. He's now a Detroit police sergeant, been on the job for about 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he and his older brother both are. But one of the first things he noticed was that, and I didn't think about it, was why didn't any one of those officers de-escalate?
Yes.
Why didn't somebody jump in and have time, you know, take a stand there? That was strange.
Yep, that's right.
And then the other thing was, is that I think the oldest one of those guys was 30.
They were young, very young. That's right.
Very young. And the youngest, I think, was 24. And the one with the most time in service only had, I believe, 4 years. The rest were like 2-3 years. So my question is, why? What is the city of Memphis Police Department, what circumstances would mitigate them putting some babies on such a forward tactical unit like that? Such a high profile.
Yeah.
You know, something's not adding up.
Well, I talked about it earlier in the program about the fact that the New York Post reports that Memphis has lowered considerably its job requirements when it comes to hiring police officers, especially following the COVID-19 pandemic. And number of requirements that used to be a part of the process are no longer a part of the process because their recruitment goals, their numbers are just not being met people are leaving the department with the defund the police movement affecting the way officers do their job. The public perception of officers in communities has made a lot of good police officers either transfer to other departments in other parts of the country or have made officers decide to retire early or just quit. Yep. That's exactly right. So now they're trying to replace those officers, and they're settling for the bottom of the barrel, Steve.
That may very well be. This particular situation is just very sad because you got these young guys that probably, you know, joined this department thinking they could do something, and then, bam, here we are. But, you know, God bless and rest Tyree's soul as well. Let's not forget that he is a victim because he lost his life, irregardless of the circumstances around it.
That's exactly right, Steve. Thanks so much for a great call. And let's not forget the hundreds of thousands of law enforcement officers who every day go to work, enforce the law by the book in this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
What if you could unpack once and wake up in a new breathtaking destination every morning? Join Alistair Begg on a Mediterranean cruise August 26th to September 4th, 2023. Along with teachings from God's Word, you'll experience the Creator's handiwork in the never-ending vistas of the Mediterranean before stepping into picturesque villages and iconic cities in Italy, Malta, Greece, Croatia, and more. Enjoy gorgeous blue seas while exploring iconic biblical destinations where Paul preached the gospel. Off the ship, immerse yourself in the wonder of some of the world's most famous cathedrals, museums, and works of art. Combine this with daily teaching and friendly fellowship. You won't want to miss this trip of a lifetime. Call 855-565-5519 to join or visit deeperfaithcruise.com.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy repeats some of the
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.